You know, when we think about Jesus being the center of our lives and the center of his church, so many times we're the center of our lives, aren't we? So many times we're the center of our lives and we look to the things that we want because I'm selfish. And sometimes we can be selfish. And tonight, that's what we want to do. We want to take a moment to examine our hearts and where we're at. Because we're going to read a scripture about where Jesus was at. That he laid down his life willingly for each and every one of us. So why don't you just go ahead and take a seat and reflect on that song just for a second. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of instruction of how we're going to go tonight. We have the prayer bowl up here, and we have prayer requests. At any time, if you feel like you want to come up here and get a prayer request and pray over it, or you have a prayer, you want to put a petition in the bowl, please do that. And if God's given you a word or he's given you a scripture, the microphone's right here. I want you to come up and share that with everybody. Because God's going to move through this night. We're going to invite the Holy Spirit in here tonight and let him move through us, each and every one of us tonight. And as we get ready, I want we just take a moment, just be still before the Lord and let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Don't let the silence bother you, okay? Let the Holy Spirit speak to you just for a few minutes. Be still and know that he's God. I want you just to reflect on this passage. I'm going to be reading from John 10, verse 14. It says this, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep's pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay my life down, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." You know, as you reflect on the sacrifice that Jesus made for each and every one of us, and he did this on his own accord because he was willing to submit to his heavenly Father. And for us, that submission makes putting Jesus at the center of our lives. We just want to take a moment and thank God, for sending His Son Jesus, the Lamb of God, to take away the sins of the world for each and every one of us, so that we can spend eternity with Him. And as we look at this week, as we go through this week, we want to praise Jesus for walking towards the cross. Because He knew what was awaiting Him. In the garden, He asked if there was any other way that You could take this cup from Me. There was no other way but the Father's will. And also, let's pray for unity and holiness and a revival as God refines and awakens His church for His purpose. And I want you to just take a few minutes and think about that passage. If God puts something on your heart, we have these prayer points up there. Just pray them out. Just pray them out. If you have a word from God, He's given you a word or a scripture, come up here and share it with everybody. But if not, just in your seats, just pray out what the Lord's speaking to you that you want to share. in Psalm 139, verse 23, it says this. It says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's anything offensive ways in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Take this time now. We got some prayer. It's about repentance and self-examination. As we go through these next couple minutes, ask God to reveal any areas in your heart where there's sin or betrayal or compromise has taken root, that you want to repent of that and give that back to Him. And pray for cleansing from sin and for a heart that remains loyal to Christ, putting Christ at the center of your lives. And also pray for strength to stand firm in your faith. For when we're persecuted as believers around the world, we're not persecuted that much around here, but we do receive it in some way. So if the Lord's calling you to pray this, please pray it out. We have this bucket up here, if you'll put them in there. Because remember, we pray over every prayer request in this. And I'm going to pray over this one. I just picked one up, so I'm just going to pray it out with you. This person is dealing with double vision that they're not able to see. So I want to lift them up right now. Father, I just thank you for the many blessings you've given all of us. We praise you for the wonderful works of your hands. And Father, this person just is having double vision. They're not seeing correctly. And Father, I pray that you would just cure them of this. I come boldly before you just asking for a miracle, or whether you do it through medicine, it all comes from you, Father. Maybe use the doctors. Give them wisdom, discernment to read tests correctly so that they can give a right treatment. But Father, that's all they can do. You're the one that heals. You're the one that saves. So Father, we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that you would heal this double vision, that they would have 20/20 vision, they would keep their eyes focused on the God of the situation and not the situation at hand. Father, heal them. Give them vision to see you for who you are, a good, good God. Father, thank you. In 1 Corinthians 1:18, it says this, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it's the power of God." I just want to be bold right now and just call some people out and just ask them if they would pray in preparation for our Good Friday service, for our Easter service, and to pray over the message that will be given. The message will be given all around the world, but us specifically for our worship team, the production team, the volunteers, the guest services, everyone here that comes together and serves and makes all of this happen for God's glory. None of this can be done without the people that God uses in His church. And I just want to come out real boldly right now and just ask for people just to pray out over those things right now. As we pray over our services, we pray over the people who will be serving in them, and also the people that will be coming out for those services, that they would come to the knowledge of God's saving grace through His Son, Jesus Christ. So if that's you, just pray it out. of church, as we look around, we see the empty chairs. And I want us to just take a moment to pray over these empty seats, that they be filled this weekend in all our services, that Squid Lips would be full. There would be so many people there that would come to hear the message and receive Jesus Christ. So I want us to take a moment to just pray for these open chairs, but also, as there's open chairs, there's people sitting in these chairs, and we're family here. And I know there's needs right here in this room. And as family, we want to come together, and we want to support, we want to pray with our family. So at this time, I want us to just kind of move around, pray for the open seats, but pray for the people in these seats as well. If you need prayer, don't leave here tonight without somebody praying for you, okay? There's somebody here that will pray with you, and if you need that prayer, please let somebody know. Raise your hand. But move through the sanctuary. Pray for the open seats, that they be filled. But pray for our family as well. And as we continue to do that, they'll be playing some music, and then they'll just probably go into a worship song in a few minutes, and then we'll close. But go ahead and just move around. Pray for the empty seats, and make sure you're praying for the family of the people that are sitting in these seats right now. So take some time and do that. Thank you all for being here tonight. And as we sang that out, we're just going to pray it. I want to pray it out one time right here, and then we're going to claim it. Number 624. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Thank you all for being here. We'll see you this weekend. God bless you. Thanks for coming.